welcome to another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as usual, your host for these festivities. Today we continue our New Year's series, although it's getting a little hard to call it New Year's when we're into February already, isn't it? Anyway, today we're joined by Brian Abig, general manager of Avnet Technology Solutions in Canada. One of the originators of the value-added distributor moniker, Avnet continues its evolution into a solutions distributor with a variety of pushes introduced over the course of 2014, those including an expanded cloud focus and a new line of services businesses. And Brian joins us to discuss those and, of course, as always, to take a look forward at 2015 in the Canadian channel community. So let's get right into it. My chat with Brian Abig. Brian, thanks for taking the time for this, I guess, rapidly becoming an annual tradition at this point.
My pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
To start with, maybe let's just get your general thoughts on the year that was 2014 for Avnet in the Canadian market.
It's been a great year for Avnet in calendar 2014. We've seen lots of success in lots of different areas. You can always measure success differently, but 2014 certainly had its share of highlights. It really represented a brand kind of conversation. We've seen a success across almost all of our brands in either market share, in sales, top-line growth. But most impressively to me, or most noteworthy, is the fact that we are seeing our supplier and VAR community consume more of our Avnet value all the time. And that's something I take an awful lot of pride in, because that speaks to the future of where the market's going, where the supply chain is going, and Avnet's role in it.
So moving up the – you see more VARs moving up the value chain in terms of the types of services they're working on you guys with, as well as obviously product acquisition.
Absolutely true.
And any particular areas, I guess, both in terms of technologies and products and in terms of Avnet's, services and offerings that have been particularly hot this year?
I'll start that answer with marketing. I'll spin around to a couple different ways that make sense, but we are seeing more demand from both suppliers and our reseller community around the skills we bring to the table around marketing and user marketing, how we can drive value differentiation for our partners in the eyes of their end users as well as in the eyes of suppliers. So that I've seen a huge uptick in. And then the outcome of that marketing activity starts to lead to different conversations, be it services, be it cloud, be it any number of differentiated non-hardware-based answers.
All right. Maybe break it down a little bit more in terms of the product mix. You know, what did you find was flying out of the doors this year?
Storage was the clear winner in that equation. The converged discussion that we've had in the past from any number of manufacturers, but converged solutions as a general rule have enjoyed tremendous growth. Discrete part numbers around servers, less so. And we're seeing a little more consolidation of where and how that technology is being consumed. But there's still a groundswell of requirement around storage in general and how and where storage gets used. So all manufacturers have an answer to that, and we've enjoyed the benefit of being able to provide that manufacturer messaging through to a solution that our VARs can consume. So we're really happy with where we're sitting in that part of the supply chain.
All right. Overall Canadian numbers, at least in the first half of the year, there seemed to be a trend, speaking across distribution, not specific to Avnet in any way, but it seemed to be a trend towards kind of the endpoints being hot and moving out the doors, whereas the server space was challenged, I think a function of both the heat of the endpoint business and the move to cloud as well in some regards. How was the server business for you guys over the course of 2014?
That server business as a rule is hot and cold. There's certain manufacturers that are enjoying growth and other ones that are not. Mm-hmm. We are being a U.S. company reporting in U.S. dollars. We would look at that situation as being flat. That's mostly a currency conversation. than a market consumption conversation. So we don't sell a lot of the endpoints. We are certainly more focused on server and storage. And we haven't seen necessarily a drop in server demand, but we are reporting out in U.S. dollars a small decrease. But, again, that's mostly currency.
Yeah, that currency bug is something that's certainly going to affect a lot of U.S.-based companies with Canadian operations in this time frame and the near future, it certainly looks like.
And it's only going to get worse with the price of oil going where it is.
Well, there's some good news to start the year, right?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, I guess maybe let's pivot in that direction then a little bit, since we've talked a little bit about the oil and gas situation, including that or apart from that, what are you thinking in terms of 2015? What are you expecting from the Canadian market and what do you see as kind of the trends heading into the year?
I think the dynamic around server consumption and cloud, I think the inflection point is now. I think the Canada tends to trail the U.S. 18 to 24 months. We are seeing that uptick in the U.S. cloud business, and we are certainly starting to see more activity on the Canadian side. Can't say that we've accomplished a lot of the sales growth there, but we are certainly seeing a lot more activity, and it's not inconceivable to think that it's partly economy-based, partly currency-based, the dollar-based, that Canadian companies are now looking at ways to save money a little more and looking at whether cloud might be that vehicle with which to save some money and offload some workloads to different compute platforms. I think we're well-positioned, but again, it's the start of that hockey stick of growth that the U.S. is enjoying, and I think we're about to see it in 2015.
The growth that you're seeing in cloud, is it primarily partners kicking the tires? Is it primarily customers kicking the tires? I'm curious how that dynamic has changed and where you see the interest coming from at this point in time.
I think that the rule of thumb is that the partner pipeline has softened, and the conclusion being drawn is that it is softening as a result of end users taking some of their workloads to cloud directly. So if the partners want to participate, they need to get a little bit ahead of the curve and be able to come up with some compelling offerings about why that end user should do cloud services through the partner. And so I think it's a little bit of both. I think it originates at the end user level, and it's felt as a softening of pipeline at the VAR. Thus, they come to us asking about marketing, asking about how they can be a more compelling answer to that end user question.
Okay. As we touched on a little bit earlier, in 2014, some of your peers who are more focused on the desktops, the laptops, the endpoint side of the business certainly reported some strong results on that side of the business, and part of that fueled by kind of the fact that a lot of organizations had held back for a number of years and just finally couldn't hold their breath anymore. And a good part of that fueled by the end of life and or end of support for Windows XP. We have a looming server 2003 deadline that's similar. Do you see that driving server demand in the early part of 2015 and perhaps beyond?
I'm hopeful. I'm anticipating that we're going to see an uptick as a result of that. But to be honest, I haven't seen that as a direct cause and effect yet. I think some of that conversation leads to a services play. So instead of leading with a hardware replace for hardware replace, you lead with a services discussion and a business outcome discussion. And, oh, by the way, there's an upgrade involved, and here's how you get there. So that's part of the reason why we're seeing more conversations around services. Mm-hmm. But on a direct bill of materials hardware basis, I haven't seen that yet, but I am anticipating an uptick soon.
All right, great. How do you see Avnet and your business in Canada evolving into 2015?
That's an interesting question. We are an extension of the models that the supplier wants us to perform on their behalf, and I am seeing a little bit of supplier shuffle on the programs they're offering, on the expectations they have of the supply chain. Mm-hmm. And even inside of that, the expectations of distributor versus VAR. So we will certainly be reactive to the programs that the supplier comes out with, and we'll be very proactive in terms of influencing the suppliers on the things that we can do and perhaps should do on their behalf to drive to their business objectives. Part of that becomes scale. Clearly, distribution is all about scale. They are not throwing more bodies at problems. They need distribution to serve a bigger role in that regard. And as you point to where they want distribution to play, I think Avnet is incredibly well positioned to be that value component to serve a solutions orientation that otherwise they're not going to get to market in a very cost-effective manner.
Okay, great. A while ago, you touched on certainly one of the things that I'm hearing more and more, and that more of the vendors are talking about, even some of the solution providers are talking about more, is that idea of focusing on the business outcome rather than technology for technology's sake. I guess it's sort of the next evolution of the idea of sell solutions, not boxes. Acknowledging that there's going to be a whole range of answers and sophistications and that it's a long-term journey, your thoughts on how the Canadian channel is doing in responding to that that shift in thought and messaging?
I think there's a segment of the Canadian reseller community that is most certainly ahead of the curve, that have made their investments early, have deciphered where it is they want to play and where they can afford to be boutique specialists and where they can afford to be generalists, if you will. And I think that part of that evolution of determining business outcomes is being a little more cognizant of software, services, and hardware as a complete solution. I personally contend that the future of the supply chain will be software-led, solving a business problem, will be services-engaged to stay sticky and provide an annuity, and will drag infrastructure along for the ride, and more often than not, that'll be a converged solution of some sort, potentially even offered up as a cloud offering and or as a service offering. That said, that represents a different market approach from what most of our resellers currently do. They tend to be hardware people. So being smarter about software and understanding where you can play and understanding where you can outsource to Avnet to assist you becomes fundamental, and that becomes a business process workshop, if you will, on determining what the future looks like for that particular reseller and what and how you want the relationship with Avnet to evolve over time.
All right, great. In terms of the major verticals in Canada, your thoughts heading into next year on who's hot and who's not and where resellers will find opportunities? There's one that we've obviously touched on, not in the context of a vertical market for solution providers, but certainly one that has been a big driver of growth for many solution providers in recent years that may be more challenged than it has been recently.
You can't talk about verticals in Canada without mentioning the obvious of government and healthcare, mm-hmm. Both of which have a lot of opportunity, a lot of question marks associated with them. Shared Service Canada continues to drive the government discussion and how and where they spend their money and how and where they engage and the role of the supply chain as opposed to simply the suppliers is a bit of a moving target. So there will be winners and losers that come out of that. But it's on a big dollar spend. Healthcare always receives the lion's share of government money, so there's always opportunity to participate in healthcare solutions of any variety. But when you think about the technology verticals, you really have to look at mobility. You have to look at social media. You have to look at security. Analytics and big data aren't going away. In fact, with the amount of storage being consumed, there's an awful lot of services potential as it relates to the analytics side of interpreting that data and turning it into information. So there's no shortage of things that could be done. Many of the VARs have to pick which ones they want to become specialists in and where and how the supplier community and Avnet are going to be able to assist them.
All right. Any dark horses in terms of verticals or in terms of technologies for 2015? Any surprises you see on the horizon?
There's the emerging guys in the storage world that are certainly nipping at the heels of the incumbent storage suppliers. All fitting nice niche areas, and there will be undoubtedly some consolidation over the next 24 months as the market embraces or not some of these emerging suppliers and what reaction the mature suppliers have to that. I think we hear the trade regs speculate a lot on even some of the consolidation of mature supplier brands, but lacking a mature supplier merger, I think you'll see some consolidation of the big fish and the little fish along the way, and what that means in terms of rounding out their portfolio and taking what might have been a niche product and providing it to a broader audience, and what role the supply chain will have in taking that message forward becomes very interesting and one to watch.
All right, brilliant. Before we wrap this up, Brian, any parting shots for the Canadian channel community?
Parting shots, no, but I would certainly like to offer a parting thank you, and the community has been fantastic to Avnet all year long, and as always, I am incredibly humbled and appreciative of their friendship and their support, and wishing you and the channel community a happy holiday season.
Brilliant. To you as well. All the best for 2015, and I'm sure we'll be in touch then.
Looking forward to it.
So there you have it. Another edition of the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast just about in the books. I'd like to thank Brian for joining us, thank Avnet for continuing its support of this site, and of course, thank you for listening in today. Hey, it won't be long until we're back, continuing the New Year's series later this week with Sean Massey, Channel Manager at StorageCraft. And keep an eye on ChannelBuzz.ca all this week for the latest news from VMware's Partner Exchange event in San Francisco, and of course, the rest of the channel news you need to know. But until then, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca, and I'll see you around the channel.